What does it mean, I shall not want? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What does that really mean? When I was little and first introduced, or first being aware that I heard the 23rd Psalm, I was very confused. And I remember asking, why don't we want him? If he is our shepherd, why don't we want him? I didn't understand that it was not saying that I didn't want the Lord. It was saying that I would not have any wants. That's very interesting, because there are some things that I have to connect, and there's some pronouns. The Lord is my, that's a personal pronoun, shepherd. And then it tells me, I shall not want, connecting me to that personal pronoun. So it tells me that I must make that connection with Lord as shepherd. It's personal. And it is in that personal connection with him as my shepherd, not as a shepherd, not as someone else's shepherd, but as my shepherd that I do not want. When I think about wants, they change. When you have a child and now you have an adult, and you have what would be known as a senior adult. That's me. Welcome to A Place for Joy. I am your host. My name is Joy.
Let's take a few minutes and meditate.
Wants change from season to season, and we kind of mature, and what we may have wanted as children, we don't necessarily want as adults, and what seniors may want, a teenager most definitely probably does not want. But needs are pretty consistent in this human experience. We need acceptance. We need love. We need food, shelter, protection. We have a need for belonging. When the Lord tells us that if we are accepting that he is both Lord and shepherd, and if we, there's a choice, if I accept that and he becomes mine, then I am guaranteed, according to the word of the Lord, the ruler, that I shall not want. So I have to acknowledge that. And as a sheep in his flock that he takes care of, there's also reverence and gratitude, because he's providing for my every need, because that's what a good shepherd does. So if I recognize that it is from my Lord that I get complete love, acceptance, identity, provision, purpose, the pathway that I should go that is safe for me, belonging, then when he tells me that he is my good shepherd, I literally can say in my life and in every circumstance, I lack nothing, because the Lord Adonai, the Lord Jehovah, is my shepherd. And in anything that I recognize could be seen as a lack, I must not be seeing it correctly, or perhaps I am not going back to get what my good shepherd has already supplied. Because the Bible tells me, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. I'm so happy you joined me on yet another day of purposefully meditating. See you tomorrow, and peace.